All righty, well, we're going to move on. I think everybody's ready for your training, Frank. So we are going to start giving you the ins and outs of answering questions. Sometimes you might perceive them as objections.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're really questions.
Yeah, they're concerns. That's
concerns,
for sure. They are concerns.
Right.
And let me start out by saying that, you know, when you've gone to give somebody a DVD or a CD or whatever, you're doing a sit down or they're at a PBR or you send them to a web link or something like that, you know, it's not to prove how smart you are. You know, we're there not to prove how smart we're there to improve everybody's life. So I want y'all to feel great about what we do. I feel great every time I present this product because all I'm doing is trying to improve somebody's life. And it's enlightened self-interest because if they see it, then they get helped and I get helped too. But, you know, I'm not responsible for what they do. I'm just responsible for my activities. So that's number one. Number two is we're only going there for one of two things, really. Now, three things may happen, but here's the two things we're going there to do. We're going there to build a customer base if they get the membership so that, you know, we will have an immediate income and then have that that residual income for the rest of our life. That's the first thing that we're doing for ourselves. The second thing we're doing is we're staffing our company. We're staffing our own Legal Shield company with people if they decide to come into business. So those are the two objections that, you know, you're going after is helping the people and then building the customer base and also staffing your company. I guess that's three things in it. But sometimes those people have questions or what some people perceive as objections. And Tricia, do we want to go over these? You want to ask me some stuff?
Yeah, let me just ask them. Be a little bit more interesting. Okay. All right, so we're going to go through some of the questions that we all hear quite often, but we want to make sure everybody understands you always ask that question after somebody's had anything to review.
Yeah, you always, you know, if they've seen a DVD, CD, been to a briefing, been to a luncheon, been to a PBR or two-way, you know, like a sit-down with two people, you always want to ask them, you know, what did you like best about what you saw? Because when you ask that question, it does a lot of things. They don't search for bad stuff. They only search for good stuff, number one. Number two, they're going to tell you, you know, what they like best, but they say, well, you know, I like this, but I certainly have some questions about it. I had that happen today at lunch, as a matter of fact. The lady had a lot of questions, you know, what kind of attorneys do we have and that sort of stuff. So don't think that people won't have questions and stuff. And by the way, if you're brand new on the phone tonight and you're less than like a senior associate or manager, you probably should be having someone do a three-way call with you to help you handle these objections and questions. And that's what we always suggest. Now, one day, you're going to be the one that's doing a three-way call.
Or being the expert on it.
You're going to be
it.
The expert on it, so you need to know how to handle them at least.
Eventually.
That's right. And so I'm just going to go over, you know, how we handle some of them. And how you handle them is just fine. These are just some ways that some of the most successful people in the company handle them. So the first one, question would be
The first question, Frank, is sometimes people don't have the money. They get excited. They see it. We ask them what they like best, and they say, wow, it looks like you can make some money here, or I could have used that membership so much. You know, but they don't have the money to start the business. So now, if it's for the membership, that's a different issue, I guess.
Right, we'll
I'm not sure. You can't fix broke. I'm not sure. But we're going to talk about if they don't have
the money
to start the business.
And so you said to me, if you said, Frank, I'd like to do this, but I don't have the money.
Yeah. It looks good, but I just don't have the money right now.
Now, I want to say this also. This is the reason that we don't sit around in a group after the briefing and ask people questions. We get with the person we brought one-on-one because very few people will tell you in a big group they don't have the money.
Yeah.
So we just turn to them and say, what did you like best? And they go, I love this. I wish I just had the money to start it, but I don't have the money. And here's what I do, and I'll just be honest with y'all. You know, I don't do it loud. I do it right to them. I say, Teresa, that's probably one of the most honest answers I've heard in a long time, and that you don't have the money. And I'll tell you the truth. I've been there. I know what it feels like not to have any money. But if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question. And they always say, well okay. And I say, well, are you saying to me, if you had the money, that this may be an opportunity for you? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So if we could figure out how to get you the money, you probably want to move forward.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you how a couple of people that I brought in the business that had no money did this business, okay? And some of these people that's in the business are six-figure ring earners, some are million-dollar club members now that didn't have the money. Some even wrote bad checks. I wouldn't suggest you do that, but some do. One of our friends, Jason Whitewing, and as a matter of fact, I just talked to him a little while ago. And he reminded me when he came in, he didn't have the money. And he really wanted to do the business. But he went home and found it. He had this jar of money, and he counted, and he had the money plus a couple of dollars, and he got started. So maybe, I don't know, the piggy bank. He robbed the piggy bank. We've had other people, especially we've had a couple of ladies come in over the years that didn't have the money. So they had a garage sale. So I don't know if you could have a garage sale or something like that, maybe on this Saturday, and raise enough money because, you know, it doesn't cost that much to do it. So if you could do that, that might work.
Or borrow it from a few friends.
You could borrow it from a few friends if you want to. That would be the last suggestion I would give you, though, because, you know, you probably borrowed too much already like I did. But the other thing is that you could also, and you probably know a lot of people who need this already, you could just have what we call a little reception at your house and invite some folks over, and we'll come do the presentation. And when they sign up, I'll set back the amount of money you normally would make, and we only need to sign up two or three people, and you'll have enough money to do this. And we'll do it until you get enough money. So if that would work and you're serious about it, I'll be happy to do that.
So you're saying if I refer some people to you or send you some customers, you'll write them up and take that commission?
I'll take the commission you normally get.
That I normally would have gotten,
mm-hmm.
And let that add up till we have enough to start the business.
And if you don't mind that I do the presentation,
mm-hmm.
And give you the money, then I'll be happy to do that, and then we can do that. And I won't stop until we get it. If
okay.
you'll keep going,
and you'll
I'll
give me some websites to send people to, or some
give
things
you
like that.
Everything you
okay.
need. So
sounds good.
You know, I mean that could work. So,
okay, awesome.
If that would be a way we could get you in the business, we'll do it.
All right.
Okay.
I think we answered that question. Great.
Okay.
We gave some resources and an option, even if we can't do any of those resources.
That's
next
right.
question is. Well, Frank, I'm not a salesperson. I'm not sure I could do this.
Okay. Well, to be honest with you, about 97% of people in the country don't like sales, and that's just a fact. They don't like to be sold. They don't want to sell anything. But we do have a sales area. If someone likes sales, we've got a group area where you can go in and sell a company on letting you come in, then you go sell the employees on signing up. And again, all we're doing is giving them information, but there is a sales area. But if you don't like sales, you know, that's good, because a lot of salespeople come here, we have to untrain them anyway. So, you know, when we first came to business, I didn't have enough time to hardly do anything. I mean, we were opening stores, all kinds of stuff in this business. And rather than us doing any sales whatsoever, we would just hand back in videos and stuff. Now you can just give somebody a DVD or a CD. You can invite them to a lunch. You can give them a phone call. And let them listen to it. And when they get done, just go, what did you like best? And if they have a question, three-way your expert in, or if you're the expert, then you're going to be able to handle the questions. But most people really don't sell here. We're just trying to help the person be aware of what we got. And if they don't get this membership right then, they're not, you know, they don't see the need for it, then we always leave the door open and say, listen, you may not need it right now, but if anything ever comes up in your life, you know, you do this. But I don't want you to ever, if you ever feel like you're selling, then you're probably pushing.
Wow. So I don't have to feel like I'm talking somebody into something. And
no.
Are there any quotas here?
No. And another thing, that's a good question, but no, there's no quotas. Another thing is, you know some single moms and they need an attorney. You would tell them about it anyway.
I sure would. You would
tell them about it. So just say, listen, I know you're going through some tough times with a divorce and child support. Just look at this, and I think this may help you. And if you like it, then I'll tell you a little more about it and get you some more answers on it. Or you know somebody maybe that's buying a house, selling a house, adopting a child, or losing their house, you can just say, listen, I was thinking about you, and I ran into this. I think it might help you. I want you to look at this. And that way you never feel like you're selling. You just feel like you're trying to help a friend.
That's awesome. Okay,
yeah.
Great.
You don't want to ever feel like you're selling, in my opinion.
Awesome. Third question.
Okay.
Frank, I am so busy. I've got so many things on my plate. I got so many plates spinning in the air. What have you heard? All those things. I don't have the time to do this. I've got too much going.
Right.
Too many, what is it, irons on the fire?
Irons in the fire.
In the fire. We've heard all those expressions. Basically just saying I don't have time.
Right. Well, it's just like when we started, you know. I mean, my wife and I, we didn't have a lot of time. We were doing all this other stuff. But I did have time. I saw the opportunity, and I want to always say, so you're saying if you had enough time, this would be something you'd like to pursue. If you had the time, you would pursue this.
Probably so.
And say, well, I'm going to tell you how a couple of people did this that didn't have no time. Okay.
Okay.
I could tell you about David Mack, who has four different businesses.
Okay.
And he gives out websites or DVDs or CDs, and just ask them like what they like best. you know, and he's made executive director with our company. He's a state legislator, you know, and he has a radio show, a PR business. He has a family. He has legal show business. But he always has time to give out a phone number or a web link or get somebody a DVD or CD.
Okay.
And he's built a tremendous business. We've got John Gardner, who was an attorney with six law offices, didn't have enough time, so he would do the same exact same thing. And if you don't have enough time, as you're going, some people are going to get a membership and some are going to get the business. They're going to come to business with you, and they'll have time to do this business.
Uh-huh.
So it's not your time. It's like... We'll bring on. You could bring on a single mom, and even, although you don't have enough time, that single mom knows every other single mom. So while you're doing whatever you're doing, she's out there telling single moms about it. Or you'll bring on an insurance agent. You don't have the time, but that's all they do all day long is have time. They go out and talk to people about everything. So they'll go out and sign up people for that. Or you'll bring on a school teacher that tells everybody in school. So, you know, we want to get back your time. We want to give you back your time. And
boy, that sounds good.
Yeah, I know when I started, you know, in the industry, all we did was give out information, and we bought our time back. I mean, because now there's 20 people out talking, not just one person out talking. So
okay.
We'll figure out how to make this work for you if you really want to make it work.
Okay. Good stuff. Next question. Frank, I've never used an attorney. I'm not sure I need this membership.
Oh, that's probably true. Well, a lot of people never used them, and I think mainly is that, you know, you're making $20 an hour and they're costing $200 an hour. Y'all wouldn't use an attorney either. All through deposition, all the way through court, at no charge at all. Do you see where that would be helpful if you got in a wreck and someone was killed? Yeah. Well, I know you're doing, but you have children also, and you never know what's going to happen.
That's true.
And, if you know, everybody in our state had their identity stolen, and if someone steals your identity and... the IRS says you've already got your refund or you owe some money and you know you don't owe it, you're going to probably need, do you think it would be helpful if you might have an attorney to write the letter on your behalf?
Yeah, probably would.
Yeah. Let's say that you've got children and they're in a car and their car stopped and there's drugs in the car, but your son or daughter didn't do that. Do you think they might need an attorney?
Yeah, they probably would.
And my deal was, even if you don't, everybody else does. You know, with 300,000 people a month losing their house, they need an attorney. You've got 800 car wrecks every day, and they need an attorney. So it's not all the time about what we need. It's what other people need. So if you see that where you could use it sometime, the other people would use it sometime, if you just get the information out, they'll probably sign up.
All right. Good stuff. Next question.
Okay.
Well, Frank, I've got to go home and speak to my spouse about this. Or maybe I need to pray about it.
Well, let me ask you a question. You tell I'd put her on a website, and since you can't answer the questions, you can just call me if she has some questions, and I'll answer all the questions. Does that sound reasonable?
That sounds reasonable enough.
Yeah.
I couldn't explain it to her anyway.
The second thing is, we do this all the time, if you really like it and you think that she might say yes or no, it doesn't matter either way, and I understand, by the way, why don't we go ahead and fill out the paperwork? You take all the paperwork with you. And then if she agrees to it and you agree to it, then we'll meet back up and I'll pick the paperwork up. But at least we'll have it filled out properly.
Okay.
Would that be okay?
Okay.
And so many times, just for y'all on the phone,
yeah.
When we do that, they go, oh, just go ahead and do it.
Yeah. I can't say how many times that's happened. You know, so we'll just go ahead and fill out the paperwork. We'll make sure it's done correctly. Then if your wife or your husband likes it, we'll get you started. Then, you know, we'll pick it up and get started. And by the time they fill out the paperwork, they say, oh, heck, I'm just going to go ahead and do it.
I mean, it's happened that way about 99.9% of the time. So
yeah.
That might be a good way to handle that.
Yeah, but if they don't want to fill out the paperwork, we don't pressure them. But a lot of times they do. So.
Right, exactly.
Okay, next question, Frank. Is this a pyramid?
Okay, that's a great question, and you're very going to hit it straight on. Don't try to defend it. Just say, are you asking if this is like Mary Kay or Amway?
Because those types of companies where you have products and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, go ahead.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about.
When they say that, I say, well, I know those must be good companies. They've been around for years and years and years, but I don't know a lot about them. But we don't operate like that. We operate, and you're aware of this, just like AAA insurance on your car. I mean, you can sign up for the service, and you have a problem, they come and help you. Well, that's what we do. They sign up, they have a problem, and we come and help them. Or we operate like an insurance company where you can be an agent and you can just go out and sign up people, or you could be a broker with a bunch of agents.
Okay.
So that's how we handle that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you all about 99.9% of the time that helps.
Okay.
If it doesn't solve the problem totally, one thing that Jason Whitewing does, and a lot of people do, is go, well, I know you're still not quite satisfied because of what you're saying, but you do know that pyramids are illegal in the United States. Well, and we all know that.
Right.
But we have attorney generals, former attorney generals, who are our law firms. I mean, we have 2,700 law firms. Some of those law firms are former attorney generals. We couldn't have an illegal legal program for 40 years and still survive.
Yeah.
And not only that, we're having to get passed by every state legislature, every insurance commissioner, and we've been on the American Stock Exchange, the NASDAQ, and the New York Stock Exchange. So, you know, I don't think we'd be around that long just logically if we were a pyramid.
Yeah, gotcha.
And that normally knocks that whole thing in the tail right there.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Just got a few more questions here we're going to do. Next one is, I don't know anybody.
Well, I can understand that. With your attitude, I wouldn't want to know you either.
Frank.
No.
Okay, scratch that.
And I go, they say, I just moved here. I don't know anybody. I just moved here. And I say, well, that's probably the perfect opportunity that you just moved here. And I'll get to that in a minute. But let me tell you another way to handle this. You said you came from Chicago, and that was your home, and you've got brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles. You worked there for years and years and years. So if we could show you a way to do this, not knowing anybody here, would you have an interest in this?
I think I would.
Okay. Well, we don't do anything any different locally than we do long distance. In other words, we give to people DVDs, CDs, websites, or anything else. So if you're willing to get some information to the people back home, you know, some of the people you get information to are going to like this as a membership, and they might come on as an associate. And pretty soon you'll have a huge team built up there. In the meantime, we're going to teach you how to network here and what to say to people here so that you can build an entire network here. Because you're going to be working someplace, and there's going to be people all around you. You might go to church here. You might belong to some groups here. And you're going to be meeting people all day long. But in the meantime, we could build a tremendous business, you know, in your long distance. As a matter of fact, one of our associates that lives in Darlington, a town of, 4,000?
Yeah.
He now has 25,000 associates, and I don't think that more than two or three are in Darlington, South Carolina, if that many. You know, he knew people outside the area, and he sent them stuff, and he has built he's a multi-millionaire with our company. So not knowing anybody here is not a stumbling block necessarily if you think this is an opportunity for you. And normally that helps right there.
Okay. So you've got a training system for all that. That's kind of what people want
right,
to know.
Right. We
okay.
do. Huh?
Good.
And then another one is, what's this all about?
Okay, the last question is, what is this really all about?
Yeah, you give somebody a DVD or CD or a website, and they go, well, what is this all about? And I love Jason Whitewing.
Now, wait a minute. This is a question they would ask when you hand it to
them?
Yeah,
I hand you a DVD or something. You go, well, what is this all about?
Okay.
Or I say, I'd love you to come to a meeting or to a briefing with us and just sit in for a little while. And they go, what's this all about? And you say, Jason gave me this. He said, well, on that DVD, the first part of it is about 13 minutes long, and it's about our product. The next 3 minutes in the back half is about our company. That's what it's about. And about 90-something percent of the time, they just let it go. They say, okay, I'll watch it. If they go, well, what do y'all do? And say, well, that's what you're going to hear on the front half. That's what that's about. And the back half is going to tell you about our company. I'm sure you heard of identity theft and all that. Some of it has to do with that. And a brand new service is going to help people get through all that in case they run into an issue.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's about 13 minutes long, and it's going to be talking about our product in about another few minutes. And that part's about our company. And when you're done, I'll just call and see what you like best. And if you like it, we'll talk. If you don't, we're still friends. So that is
a great
way to handle it.
And you could use that for a seminar, a briefing, too. You could say, well, the first 20 or 30 minutes, the first 20 minutes or so is going to be about our service, and you could do the same thing.
Yeah,
and then the last half of the presentation will be all about our company.
Yeah, it's about our company. And you don't have to answer anything specifically, but if they keep pressing it, you know, you can say that, you know, well, and if you do ID theft, everybody's
today everybody's so astutely aware because of the IRS issues and so forth. They're so astutely aware of the IRS stuff.
Now, those are 99.9% of the objections that people are going to get.
Yeah, I think they are.
But you always preface everything. If they say, I don't have enough time, you go, well, let me ask you a question. If you had enough time, would you be ready to move forward on this? Or if I don't have enough money, if you had enough money, would you be ready to move forward?
Is there anything else?
Yeah, if your spouse does agree, would you be ready to move forward on it? Because sometimes it's more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
What if they said, I don't have enough money, I don't like sales, I don't know if my wife is going to like this, I need to pray about it, and that this may be a pyramid, and what's this all about anyway? I mean, you know, you do get people like that ask two or three things that have two or three concerns.
Yeah,
so
take your time and answer them.
Take your time and don't feel like you can get the wrong answer. You can't get the wrong answer because you can always say, you know, I don't know how to explain that to you, but, you know, I'm being trained by a trainer and they know all the answers. Do you mind if I key them in? Because I want to know the answer to this also. We used to do that all the time. I mean, we had to call the home office back then. We didn't have anybody to call. So, well, I hope that helped everybody. There's nothing that you can't get through here. I mean, none of us knew how to handle any of those things when we started. We all had to learn, and we all, you know, a lot of people made $100,000 their first year not knowing anything. So sometimes it may be better if you don't know much and just let somebody else answer the question.
Yes, it is. In fact, for everybody on the phone tonight, you know, those are questions that you will get, and there are for the people who've been in the business for quite a while, you're probably used to fielding those questions for yourself and for your new associates and doing that three-way call. I mean, you know, Jason was talking about that earlier tonight. That is a great way to segue into getting the answers. So,
yeah, and you see also how the experts handle it. I mean, when you're brand new, you want to see how the expert handles it. Sometimes you even know the answer. Say, you know, I think I know the answer, but let me call somebody real quick, and I want to hear the answer to this, too. And you don't even have to tell them you're going to three of them. Just say, I want to call somebody and get the answer to this also right now. I'm kind of curious.
And people
myself.
Appreciate that.
Well, they love the honesty.
Yeah, they really do.
Well, I hope that helped everybody. It has helped us build a multi-million-dollar company, and a lot of other people build a multi-million-dollar company. And if that's all the objections you ever run into, this is easy. This is a piece of cake.
That's right.
And you may want to rehearse that line, you know. If you had enough time, would you see the opportunity here to go forward? If you had enough money, would you see the opportunity to move forward? If your spouse liked it, would you see the? If I could show how to build it and not know anybody here, would you be ready to move forward? Whatever it is, always that question comes first.
Yes, it's a great question. Because then
a
you know where
statement.
They stand. And if they have another concern, they're likely to tell you about it then. Because you want to simply answer people's questions.
Yeah, because I had concerns.
Sure.
You know.
Me too.
I had a lot of concerns when I came here, and I got some answers. I had to call some other people to do it, but, you know, there was nobody here to answer it. But that time, that is right. And it's worth every – listen, the highest paid people in the world are sports figures, singers, and actors. Now, there's people who make more than them, but those are the major ones. Every one of those people rehearse.
Right.
They rehearse plays on the field. They rehearse songs. They rehearse their scripts in the line. And you need to rehearse those things with somebody. Let somebody say, I don't have enough time. And you can just go, well, let me ask you a question. If you had enough time, do you see an opportunity for yourself here? If you rehearse and you practice,
you'll get so used to saying it
that no one can throw you off at all. It doesn't mean they're going to sign up, by the way. You may answer everything, and they're not ready right then. We'll just keep loving them to death because they'll come back with a membership or come back and be in the business with you. So that's how... I just want y'all to know this is an elf business. It's easy, lucrative, and fun. You just take your time. If you screw up, you screw up. I've screwed up so many times that, you know.
We all have.
You know, I think the mark of a good leader is that, you know, you mess up, but you get up.
There you go. That's great.
You can mess up, but as long as you get up, you're still going to, you know, you're still going to do good, right?
I love it.
What did I say? If you mess up?
If you mess up or screw up, you got to get up.
Yeah, if you mess up or screw up, just get up. And the people who don't get up are the people who don't make it here.
That's exactly right.
When they don't know the answers to questions and they get them and they get confused and they get rattled, they don't get up.
Right. And please always call on your upline support. We all want to support all of you. It's important that you know that questions even from you are good. So a lot of this information is kind of on an as-you-know basis, and it's important for you to be communicating with a person who's working with you and training you. You need to reach out to them to help you move forward. Don't think that you are an independent associate, and you're in business for yourself, but you are never in business by yourself unless you decide to try to do it by yourself, and that's not very wise. So from us to you, it's almost Valentine's Day. I hope everybody on the phone has a super Valentine's Day tomorrow.
There you go.
And we appreciate and love every single one of you. And Frank, that's a wrap.
Next week's going to be an exciting call.
Yes.
Right?
Next week is going to be an exciting call. Be sure to bill for these calls. I'm telling you, it's just like the story with the little children that we started with, holding hands, running toward the prize. And
you told that story?
This is what we do every Wednesday night. So we're holding hands, moving forward, recruiting people, marketing memberships, and empowering the nation with legal skill. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you all very much. Bye-bye now.